Hi, it's Jeff, host of the podcast. My latest author interview will be up in just one moment. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. I'm not going to ask you to go and review the podcast. What I am going to do is take just one brief moment and ask you to recommend the podcast to just one friend. If you're a writer, or if you're someone who just loves books and you love this podcast and the interviews that I do, all that I ask is that you recommend the podcast to just one friend. Thanks a lot. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is D. Marshall Craig, author of Hidden Agendas, book two in the Dr. Kyle Chandler thriller series. D. Marshall, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Hidden Agendas, how would you describe the novel?
I would describe it as a suspense thriller. It's the second installment of my Dr. Kyle Chandler thriller series, and it's set in the late 1990s. I actually first wrote my first novel over 30 years ago. It was entitled Cut to the Chase, and I kind of knew from the beginning the story was going to be a series about a trauma surgeon who somehow backs his way into a side career of private investigation. So in this second book of the series, Hidden Agendas, my protagonist, who's named Dr. Kyle Chandler, he's off to a medical conference in London, and he stumbles upon something illegal. And a theme in a number of these, all of my books, is he gets in way over his head. So this investigation leads him from England to New York City to Long Island, and then finally back where he lives and works in Kansas City, where he has to find a way to stop illegal activity to keep him and his girlfriend out of trouble.
Well, you mentioned this 30-year gap. Can you kind of talk about that and explain that?
Yes. A lot of this impetus for me writing, it started over 30 years ago. It has to do with my previous background. I was a physician for 31 years, and 25 of those years, I was a plastic and reconstructive surgeon putting people back together after car wrecks and gunshot wounds. And so a lot of the unique characters and situations come from not only private practice, but my 5 years in surgical residency training. And I actually wrote my first book in the series 30 years ago when I first started private practice. It was in the mid-1990s, and that's why my series is set in this time period. The way it began is my second son was born in 1995, and so I'd actually get up early around 4:30 in the morning, feed him, and then I would type on a little bitty Dell laptop. That's back when laptop computers the very first came out in the mid-1990s, and I'd get ready for work and then head off to surgery. Well, my practice was growing, and I submitted my novel to several publishers in New York City, but I was so busy, it got put on the shelf for almost 30 years. I've since retired from medicine 7 years ago and now have a little bit easier schedule as a winemaker and a vineyard manager up here in the mountains of North Carolina, so I have a little more time to write.
Well, as you just mentioned, you had this career for many years as a trauma and reconstructive surgeon. How do you weave your medical knowledge into your novels?
That's a great question. A lot of the situations and the characters are from not only my training but 30 years in private practice. I try to weave the medical lifestyle into that while he's doing the separate side hobby as being a private investigator. I try to make it realistic, not too gruesome, and keep it in simple language, not really highly technical medical speak.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Gotcha. Well, as you mentioned, you're now working as a winemaker in North Carolina, and obviously you're writing novels that we're talking about. What made you decide to leave medicine?
I really enjoyed what I did, and if it was just surgery I did, I'd still be doing it today. So my two boys were at the time in college, and I was working not 40 hours a week, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And I realized I would not make it to age 70 if I was keeping up with that schedule. And so I'd always had an interest in growing grapes and making wine. And I found a place up in the mountains of Western North Carolina where we had bought property, and changed my lifestyle. And now I don't have to work nights, weekends, and holidays. It's really nice.
So what was your writing process when you were working on Hidden Agendas? Did you outline the book before you started writing?
That's a good question. It's kind of a combination of both. Obviously, my first novel was taking a lot of the different experiences throughout my surgical residency, and also through 30 years in private practice. But what I usually do is I usually have not only an idea, but I work out the beginning. That's a very fast-paced, gets the reader interested beginning. And then, believe it or not, I skip to a surprise ending. And then I have a general outline I make, which changes many, many times between start and finish, and slowly weave that whole narrative story, weaving characters back into that. What I usually do at the end is then try to pick up the pace and make it a fast-paced story so that readers want to turn the page and see what's going to happen next.
That's great. Are you working on another novel now?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm finishing up the third in the series right now. My younger son is a journalist in Los Angeles and is really talented and has helped me do the covers, and he edits my books before I turn them in. And then I actually am working on an outline for the fourth one, which will come out in more than a year.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
I think one of the very most important things that someone told me is write what you know. Definitely that's most applicable to me. If there's something you don't know, then become an expert on the subject with exhaustive research. When I first wrote my first novel, there was no such thing as cell phones, internet. And you had to do a lot of research at the library, and it shows in these books because they're set in the 1990s. Most people, my two sons can't believe that you can go through life without a cell phone. But now with the internet and on Google, you can research all kinds of things, and it really helps me. The places I go in my novels most likely are places I've gone. In my second novel, he goes to London. And just for a teaser in the third novel, he goes to Paris. And so write what you know. That's definitely the most important thing that's been told to me.
That's great. Well, what novels or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Well, it's interesting. I like actually reading a number of books at once. It drives my wife nuts because I will read nonfiction, a biography, a fiction, and then a suspense thriller all at once. And I like reading different novels, different types of literature all at the same time. I will say that I do like suspense thrillers. I do like, my favorite authors are probably Daniel Silva, who does the Gabriel Alon series. I like some, but not all, of John Grisham's, Robert Ludlum, Tom Clancy's are really neat because they're highly technical. And then actually from the 60s, Steeplechase novels from Dick Francis, I like all of those.
Where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels?
They need to go to my website. It's dmarshallcraigbooks.com. And it has a whole expose about my previous time as a plastic and reconstructive surgeon and now as a winemaker and a vineyard manager. And then also as my books and novels, there's a link there to a number of sites where you can purchase any of my books.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with D. Marshall Craig, author of the novel Hidden Agendas, book two in the Dr. Kyle Chandler thriller series. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And D. Marshall, thanks for doing this interview.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.